Dell's pressure washing.
Oh, hi, Marshall. It's Tina from Local Splash. We talked earlier,
hey,
but
Tina.
We had a bad connection. I'm sorry
about
that.
Yeah, I was in Home Depot.
Oh,
so
okay.
So the card,
yes,
that you got, whoops, wrong line. The card that you guys have,
mm-hmm,
it, I didn't make a payment on it until yesterday, and they said it could take 3 to 5 business days because it was a substantial amount that I paid. It's
okay.
A credit card. So yeah.
Okay,
I
that's not a problem
it
at
over.
All. What I'll do then is maybe try to process it on Friday. You think that'll work?
I am hoping by Friday it will.
Okay.
If it doesn't, give me a call and I'll just use my debit card. Like I said, it's a credit card, and that credit card, I had to run up a lot to fix one of our trailers.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, you remember me telling you about the trailer?
Yep, I have that in the notes. I actually remember that. Wow, that's good. You got that all paid off. That's excellent. Good for you.
Well, the trailer's not paid off yet,
credit
card. I just had to make a large payment to be able to keep you guys going for a few months.
Okay.
Yeah, because with the interest rate and all of that, you have to make a larger payment than what I really would need to, you know.
Yeah, makes sense. I get it. Okay, well, I put a note in here that we'll try on Friday. If not, I'll follow up with you, and, you know, you could use the debit, but chances are things will be fine by then. And just to let
yeah.
you know, Stephanie had contacted us about your site being down. The site isn't down. It just has a little orange banner on it saying the information is no longer being updated. So on Friday, once the payment goes through, that orange banner will come off within 1 business day. So we'll get that squared away just in case you talk to her, let her know. It's just supposed to be a friendly reminder to let you know that the payment's not going through.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
okay.
I noticed that. I had some random company call me and question me about that, and they're like, how much do you pay for it, this and that? We could probably beat them. And I'm like, look, I like them. I don't want to go anywhere else, and yeah.
Yeah, you're smart because you would be surprised over the years how many business owners I talk to and they think, oh, if I work with 2 or 3 companies, I'll get, you know, double or triple the results. But what happens is that ends up hurting them because if a second company creates another Google page, that becomes a duplicate and then that's a red flag to Google. So it starts hurting your rankings. So, yeah,
mm-hmm.
that's good that you were smart enough to recognize that. But, okay, I put
some
notes in here, too. Yeah, but thank you for
letting
me know.
Well, you know what's funny is a lot of business owners ask me about that. And they're like, oh, how do you feel about working with 2 or 3 different companies? And I've told them no. And they're like, well, why? And I've said the same thing. And they're like, dude, you never went to business school. How do you know this? Well, because... one, I've been around the block, and two, you become who you associate yourself with.
Yes.
He goes, what do you mean? I said, you still have all the same friends that you had back in high school, drinking, partying, smoking pot, all of that.
Yep.
I was like, I associate myself with my employees and, other business owners that are very, very successful, and
right.
I learn from them.
Yes.
And then I teach my employees the same concepts, but in a different way so that, you know, it looks good on the business. And he's like, oh, I never thought about that.
Oh, well, maybe you could be his mentor too now. That's awesome. I'm sure that he
needs
some good positive feedback in his life. You know what I mean? We all do.
I've actually been working with him a lot. I've been helping him grow his business. And, you know, he's not from in Oregon, so I don't mind helping him grow his business.
Yeah, I see, because it wouldn't even conflict with yours because he's in a different state, right?
Yep, he's in Louisiana. He's like my brother. Him and I have known each other since high school.
Oh,
and,
that's cool.
You know, I'm helping him. I helped him out about a year ago start up his own pressure washing business.
Nice.
So, yeah, I fronted him the money on that, and now he's doing good, but he's got a lot of learning to do.
Yep, yeah. Well, he's in good hands. I mean, if he takes your lead, he's going to do just fine. You know what I mean? So, but sometimes, as business owners, people have to learn the hard way. So he's very lucky that he has you, because you'll probably prevent him a lot of that hardship, you know?
Oh, I've learned the hard way.
Yep.
I still go through Angie's a little bit until Local Splash starts, you know, bringing me more revenue.
Right.
You guys have already gotten me 3 jobs.
Oh, that's excellent.
But once you guys can start filling my calendar up, then I'll stop using Angie's and stuff. But when I first started with Angie's, it was, oh, I'm going to accept this job, this job, this job, this job, this job, this job. And I was bidding them so low that they would say no. They wouldn't say no. And, you know, I've learned, okay, what do you look at? Where do you read? How do you figure out what the homeowner kind of wants just by reading what they say?
Exactly.
You know, and I've learned how to tell which homeowners are willing to go with somebody who's more expensive and experienced versus what's the cheapest.
Right. Yep. That makes such a difference. People don't realize that, but I had hired my husband's cousin a few years ago to do a kitchen and bathroom remodel, and because he knew us, he was like cutting corners, you know? He slapped on one coat of paint, no primer, and now every time we, like, you know, pull a chair out, if it barely touches the wall, there's like little dings everywhere and paint chipping. And I thought I might have been better off to just hire a professional in the first place and get it done right, because now I have to redo it all, you know? So
yeah. Yeah,
but, yeah.
No, well, like one of my customers, they are, this is their 4th year in returning customers.
Oh, I see.
And, their son was like, oh, well, with how much you've brought him revenue, he needs to start giving you discounts. And they're like, no. They're like, when you start having somebody giving you discounts, they're like, I would rather pay the full price
right.
than somebody offering me discounts, because then in their head, they're thinking that you're going to try and cut corners because you're offering discounts.
Right. Right. Plus, I always wonder, how would I know? Like, let's say I was going to hire someone for a pressure washing, and they're like, oh, Tina, we'll give you 20% off your first job. How do I know what 20% off is? Because I don't know what their rate is anyway, you know?
Well, where are you located out of, if you don't mind me
asking? Southern California.
So Southern California rates are going for anywhere from, measure out your square footage and tell
okay.
them, because most of your pressure washing companies go by the square foot.
I see.
If they don't, and they just throw a bid out there, they're not a company you want to work with.
Yes,
because you go by the square foot. So, like, my company, depending on how much moss there is, grime, how many times we're going to have to pass through it, all
right.
of that is all depending on it. So we charge anywhere from 40 cents to $1.50 a square foot. And that's just for groundwork. Now, for, like, roof moss treatment, stuff like that, it starts at 80 cents a square foot and goes all the way up to $5 a square foot.
I see. Oh, so it's good to know that, you know. I had to fix up my mom's house once after she passed away, and the realtor said, oh, you have to pressure wash the front walkway and the back patio. And I kind of thought, he's, you know, not like he's out of his mind, nothing's wrong with it. But I tell you what, after they did it, it looked brand new. It made such a difference. I couldn't believe it. You know, he actually knew what he was talking about. So.
Hey, good. We had to wait for the ice to get off the roof.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I had to wait for the ice to get off my front windshield to move my car. I just got a text. He had a
Yeah, I remember you telling me.
So I'm going out to get a pump, get some fun, and my head back. I'm like,
absolutely. Absolutely. I'll hop up right now. All right. Thank you. Sorry, I just got to my customer's house.
Oh, yeah. No problem.
He's a hoot. He's a retired submarine,
Lieutenant.
Wow.
Yeah.
Job. That's amazing.
Yeah. He was going through... He was getting a bunch of quotes and stuff from other pressure washing companies to do the roof of his house. And, of course, I was the highest quote. And he started doing research when I explained to him why I was the highest.
Yeah.
Well, then he started asking the other companies what they do, this and that. And then he started doing research on everything they were saying, and he's like, yeah, no, I don't want to use you guys because the way you guys are going to do it is going to ruin my roof. I'm going to go with this company. And they're like, oh, but we're offering you half the price. And he goes, yes, but they're not going to damage my roof.
Yeah, exactly. What does half the price do if they're going to do a sloppy job and damage your roof? Then it's got, you know, thousands of dollars, you know, to go back in and fix it. You know, that makes no sense.
Oh, yeah.
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 I'm happy
he took
the time to let you explain it, though, and he understood it. That's the thing. Some people, especially when you get them from the lead generation, they just call around and they look for the cheapest rate. That's it. They don't really care about, you know. So I'm happy that he took the time to have you explain it, you know, and he understood it, so, because he's smart. So.
Yeah. But in Southern California, right now, rates are running between... I believe it's 45 cents a square foot to $1.20 a square foot.
Okay, I'm going to put that in my notes. 45 to $1.20 per square foot. Very good to know.
Yeah, I got a few companies that I work with out there on Facebook. We talk with each other and kind of help each other out.
Oh, that's neat. Wow.
So, yeah, there's a whole Facebook group on it that is nationwide, and I've met people in Louisiana, I've met people in Florida, all of that. You can start on
that. Yeah, that's what I love about social media. You know, there's bad to it also. You know, a lot of people hate social media, but I love that where, you know, someone from across the world, you know, can pretty much, you know, find you, and you could, you know, have never done it without it. You know, I had a cousin in Mallorca, Spain, that reached out to me, and I was like, I told my mom I had never met her. I said, this random lady is like messaging me from Spain, and she said, oh, that's your cousin. That's your dad's brother's daughter, and your dad never talked to his brother, so I didn't know anything about her, you know, but...
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I'm like,
no,
wow,
and...
that's the coolest thing, you know? We would have never met if it wasn't for her reaching out, you know? So.
Oh, no, and yeah, there are good and bad. Like, on that Facebook group, there's people all the time asking questions on, hey, how should I do this, this and that? And there's a lot of other people that'll give smart-ass remarks and this and that. And it's like, dude, if you're not going to help, don't mention anything.
Yeah, that's what I don't like about it, too, is that I notice people will sit behind a keyboard and say horrible things that they would never say to someone in person, you know? And I don't know why that is, but yeah, I guess you got to take the good with the bad, you know? So.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Yep, yep.
But yeah, no, it's, where is the cover? Oh, okay. Well, we're going to have to grab that. Swing your way. We're setting up a 40-foot ladder right now.
Oh, wow. Okay, Marsha. Well, I'll let you go. I don't want to hold you up, but we'll get you
absolutely
all squared away on Friday, and I enjoyed talking to you as always.
So I enjoyed talking to you too, Tina.
Thank you, Marshall. Have a great rest of your day, okay?
You too, darling.
All right. Thank you. Okay, bye.